Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Wouldn't it be nice to have an easy practice that could help you feel more peaceful, less stressful, and more mindful? Well, we have got the practice for you, and we have got Barb Schmidt, who actually is the author of The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. She joins us now. Hi, Barb.
Hi, happy Wednesday.
Yeah, it's so great to have you on the program. Oh, so I understand that The Practice is made up of a three-point framework. What are they, and how do they work?
Great question. The three-point framework, it's really a recipe guide. I call this book a recipe. So you start the day waking up, and what do you do to start the day? You get out of bed and spend some time with yourself in some sort of a meditation practice. So really connecting with you first before you launch into the day. I tell people, plug into you first before you start plugging into the external world. So that's the first thing to do, waking up. And then as we carry that mindfulness, that connectedness with ourselves, the peacefulness, that thread through the living present. So the second part of the day is living present. And how do I do that? I practice focusing attention, and I have some exercises in there. How do I bring the mind back to the moment? We only have this moment. The mind likes to carry us away. How do I continue to bring my mind back to the moment with a breath or with the use of a mantra? And then I really talk for the third part of that living present. How do we start nourishing ourselves with some reading that is other than some of the other things that are out there, like this show, watching, listening and reading and watching things that are actually nourishing and really causing us to raise the level of our consciousness? Not eliminating the other things, but adding this into your day. And then at the end of the day is the letting go. How do I reflect on the day, make peace with it, go through a little five-minute exercise, and really set that intention of letting go of the day. I've done the best that I can. I can't change anything. How can I go into a peaceful night's sleep, waking up tomorrow with a brand new day, full of energy and not burdened with what happened yesterday? That's the practice.
Well, I think that sounds like an amazing practice. What about for those that are going through, let's say, some acute stress? Would you recommend the same type of protocol, or is there another protocol that you have in place?
You know, acute stress, for me, what has happened in my 30 years of practice, real acute stress arises or comes when I'm not able to be in the moment, feeling the feelings that are happening. Usually when I'm feeling the most stress, it's because I'm in the past, ruminating over something, or I'm in the future, worrying or having some anxiety over what might happen. So this practice of sitting down with yourself in a meditation practice, 5 minutes, I'm not talking anything long, and when you read the book, there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's really just being so that you can, what happens when you get out of your mind and start focusing on the breath or the mantra or whatever tool or object that you pick, you start to enter your heart. And heart is our biggest energy field. It's where we're sensitive. It's where we start to feel things. So most stresses are caused by not actually feeling and identifying what's going on with me in the moment so that I can release it. So the technique of sitting with yourself, feeling, and then letting go, it's the same thing all day long. How do I do that? How do I actually be in this moment, feel it, so then I can understand it and then release it?
Now, Barb, I know that you have a new initiative for athletes and coaches, and you call it Zen Sports. What is that?
I do. I'm a sports fan, for sure. It's... You know, we can be mindful, and I'm teaching this practice, and I'm teaching how to be mindful for the ordinary moments of our day, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. And so I'm looking at sports, and what causes a player to be able to make that field goal at the end of the game? He has to be in the moment, knowing fully and in his body that he can make that field goal. And my greatest desire is helping to teach athletes this mindfulness of really having that peak performance on the field. But ultimately, that practice carries over off the field. So some of the things that are happening that we see today in the NFL and college and in athletes in general can start to subside if I can learn how to manage my anger, manage my stress, and bring myself back to the moment and take a breath. I might not be so quick to lash out at a person or lash out and make a decision in my life that's going to affect me for the rest of my life. So I'm really looking at how does the athlete, you know, really embody himself or herself on the field and off the field, and really live their greatest life on the field and off the field. So Zen Sports is that curriculum based on the practice that helps athletes, coaches, and trainers do this.
Well, it seems like that could help everyone. I mean, that could help, you know, Zen moms or, you know, Zen at work, right? Taking those principles and dealing with our anger and frustration,
totally.
Right, Andrea?
Oh, for sure. I love that you said that.
Yeah, you know, it is what I'm doing. I started this nonprofit, Peace of Mind, Peaceful Life. So all of the profits of everything that I do go into this nonprofit. And the programs are Zen Sports, and I'm teaching autistic adults. I've been working with autistic adults now for a year, helping them realize that they are complete, they are magnificent. You know, they have a tendency to feel like they don't matter or they don't measure up to some of the other people because they do have this autism. And it's been an amazing, amazing practice for me to work with them. They've taught me so much. So the practice is for everyone. It's your way of empowering yourself, getting yourself grounded in your own two feet, walking the life that you came to walk, knowing that you're complete, knowing that you're strong, knowing that the external world is out there and it's chaotic and frenzied and anxiety-producing, but it's not really who you are. So it's for everyone.
I really like that, you know, especially working with the autistic adults. I know my daughter who's on the spectrum, she has a lot of issues with self-regulation. Have you noticed that with these folks, and have you been able to help them?
Yes, I have, and yes, I have been able to help them. I'll tell you, one of the greatest stories, I meet with them once a week, and one of the greatest stories one of the young men told me was he was just, makes me get goosebumps every time he said, "Miss Barb, I'm able now to take a breath," because he gets very anxious if the bus doesn't come on time or if something, the patience level for him in particular has been pretty high. He's had difficulty finding the patience, and he said, "Miss Barb, I take a deep breath and I realize that I can't control that, but I can control, you know, my patience or my anger or my frustration." And so what happened was he was able to do that, and he let the bus driver know, because they're at the mercy of these people driving the bus, and they really haven't been very kind, let's just put it that way. They show up late, or they leave them without any notice that they were there to be picked up. So he was able to take a breath and let the bus driver know, "Look, you know, you left without me yesterday, and that wasn't good for me because I didn't have a ride then." I was so proud of him, because usually he's just angry and frustrated and then taking it out on himself. You know, "It's my fault. I was late, or I did something wrong." You know, looking at how did I contribute to this, instead of taking a breath, separating a little bit from that anger, but really feeling it and saying, "Look, don't do that anymore." Because he was literally running after the bus down the street. The guy just left him.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's a process, and it's a practice, and it's so rewarding to see how do you disconnect from this anxiety and the craziness of the external world and get connected to you within, and then start acting in a way that's really in your best interest and the best interest of everyone around you.
Hey, Barb, can you move in with me?
I would love to.
I need help.
I would love to. That's so cute. You know, and you know what my greatest desire is? It is for people to empower themselves, for understand how complete and whole and strong and wonderful they are. Every being, you know, no matter who we are, we have that depth within us of who we truly are, and we don't need to be having the external world tell us who we are and what we need to think and be. We really need to embody exactly who we are. And we can only do that by spending time with ourselves. And with this autistic adult group, I think we spend time as a group, but they also, you know, are starting to spend time with themselves. I'm teaching them a one-minute meditation where they can actually just sit with themselves for a minute, just to bring their attention back to the breath, just for a minute.
Oh, that's
I think
so
that's
awesome.
So important. Yeah, no, I think it's so important. I love what you're saying, and I think it goes beyond that. I mean, unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but it goes beyond that, and I love the points that you're bringing up. So, Barb, where can people find out about you if they want to learn more about what you're doing and your book?
You know, the practice meets you where you are today, and that's what I love the most. And I'm on barbschmidt.com or peacefulmindpeacefullife.org, either one of those two sites, and it's been a joy to be here. We'll have to do this again.
Yes, we absolutely will. We loved having you on, and thank you for the amazing insight. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.